We're going around Brisbane and we're trying to find Pokemon to catch.
Since the launch of Nintendo's Pokemon Go game last week, neighbourhoods across Australia are suddenly awash with avid Pokemon catchers seeking out the little animated monsters on their smartphones.
Oh, I got Pokemon. I got a Wild Ekans. Oh, I got it. Yeah, I caught it!
The augmented reality game, which encourages players to walk around in the real world in pursuit of Pokemon, has swept the country. Millions of players have already signed up, and daily use of the app has overtaken both Twitter and Tinder, previously the most popular apps out there.
Finally, the dream of becoming a Pokemon master has arrived. And
it's been criticised by some as antisocial, but fans disagree.
So I'm Scott. I'm a PhD student at the University of Queensland, and I'm currently the president of the Pokemon Fan Club of UQ.
Scott says that one of the things he likes best about the game is how much it's bringing people together.
It forces you to choose a side between three different sides, and so you instantly feel this camaraderie with all the other people that have the same colour as you, and you're looking for those people to try and collectively beat gyms and strengthen your teams and work together towards a greater outcome.
Already, a multitude of Facebook groups have sprung up to host players' discussions, fuel rivalries between competing teams, and report sightings of rare Pokemon. This unique fusing of the real, virtual, and social worlds is part of the reason why Associate Professor Gallagher believes the future of gaming to be very interesting.
I think the distinction between the real and the virtual world will become more blurred because these games and these applications are very immersive. So the distinction becomes less and less important, I think.
And while the concept of the game is nothing new, the widespread success Pokemon Go has seen is surely a sign augmented reality, or AR, will be commonplace in the future. Associate Professor Gallagher sees the combination of AR and Google Glass, for instance, as being potentially one direction in which the future of gaming could go.
Pokemon Go thing is very new and very popular, but the next thing could be even bigger, you know. The time is now, but it's mainly because of the technology sort of enables it. And we also have a bunch of virtual reality technology coming pretty soon, completely in the artificial world rather than having something augmented with the real world.
But while Gallagher looks to the future, other fans are welcoming a hit of nostalgia, as many of the game's target Gen Y audience grew up with the little monsters as children.
You're seeing these young adults who probably grew up with Pikachu and Pokemon on Saturday morning television, and are definitely reconnecting with that sort of that history. They're seeing all their favourites like Charizard and Lapras and Jolteon and all these sort of Pokemon that they know and love and remember without having to sort of get bogged down in all of the details and the mechanics of Pokemon in the past.
I used to play Pokemon when I was a child on my Game Boy.
It's really just a very entry-level way of people to get in and reconnect with the fandom.
Be it a game for the future or simply another millennial fad, nobody can contest this has been a huge win for Nintendo. But as debate continues about whether these games are good or bad for society, Pokemon fans ultimately will decide if the benefits outweigh the negatives.
Instead of staying home and maybe playing a video game here, I went outside and used augmented reality to have fun.
This is Melanie Keat reporting for 4ZZZ Brisbane.